grace.
And so the lesson on today, like Angela May said, is Paul's thorn in the flesh. And we're going to get started. And our lesson text comes from 2 Corinthians 12:1-10. The related scriptures are 1 Kings 19:9-13, Romans 5:1-5, 1 Corinthians 2:1-10, and 2 Corinthians 11:16-33. The time was probably AD 56, and the place was from Macedonia. The golden text, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 12:10. So I'm going to ask that we each read two verses each, and we'll start with Sister Mary in the back.
First chapter 12, verse 1. It is not expedient. It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to vision and revelation of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth such an one. God knoweth such an one out of to the third heaven. Verse 3. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth. Verse 4, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Verse 5, of such as one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. Verse 6. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me.
And these I speak softly above measure through the abundance of the revelation. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be softly above measure. For these things I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me.
And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, in the power of Christ's name must come. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Amen, amen. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get in the lesson. Like I said, the title is Paul's Thorn in the Flesh. And a thorn, can y'all tell me what a thorn means? Can anybody tell me what a thorn means? Okay, so we know a thorn, it can come from a rose, right? Most thorns come from a rose. And you know, a thorn, when you get stuck, that hurt, right?
Yeah,
that don't feel good. Yeah. It's not, that's not all easy and good, you know?
No.
So,
did you guys know what I'm saying? Yeah, it said the thorn will pull them real.
Right. And then, so like I said, that's painful.
That's
that hurt, instantly.
A
thorn. Yeah, get your mic so they can get your own.
Mm-hmm. A thorn is whatever is irritating or messing up or your flesh or your body. And sometimes
messing with the body can mess with the spirit. Like the pain that I was in with my thighs and with my back, and I was, that was a thorn in my side. You see what I'm saying? And I'm gonna say this a little bit, and I'm gonna shut it down. Because I asked the Lord, just like Paul, to remove it, to take it away. And I night after night, some nights I cried because of that pain. It would go away. And let me tell you, sometimes medicine will help, sometimes the medicine won't help.
Right.
And then I'm on.
But God's grace.
But wait a minute.
God's grace.
I was
so going to
say
that.
God's what?
God's grace.
God's grace.
That undeserved favor.
I didn't deserve
that. Thank God for Jesus, because now we're under the grace dispensation.
Yes.
We're under the law. See, God complained back then, y'all.
Yes.
See, when you are doing right, you drop dead.
Why
you
want to play with you?
He wants to play with you, but thank God for Jesus, you know? Amen. And so, let's go ahead and listen, y'all. So, I'm going to tell y'all. Everybody got a thorn in their flesh.
That's right.
Everybody got a problem.
That's right.
Everybody got something they're struggling with.
That's right.
Everybody got something that ain't going right the way they want it to go.
That's right.
Somebody got a husband.
Yes.
That's a thorn in their flesh.
Yep.
Somebody got a wife. That's a thorn in their flesh. Somebody got a child. Somebody that ain't acting right, disobedient, and trying to tell them go this way, they're going another way.
Yep.
Amen. Somebody got pain in their body.
Yep.
When you got pain in your body, you gotta adjust.
Yep.
See that when you get that thorn in your flesh, you gotta adjust. You can't just do things the way you used to do them. Mm-hmm. If you got something, let's say you got a thorn in your foot, you can't just stomp that foot no more like you used to. You gotta limp. You gotta do something different. You can't wear the same shoes. You can't wear heels. You gotta wear flat. Might have to wrap it up with some gauze, but that gauze is Jesus. That's his grace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You might have a constant headache. Amen. And when you have a headache, though, you don't have no peace. You can't think. You can't concentrate. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, when you have a headache, How you concentrate on God? That's gonna take you. That's a distraction,
yes.
And that's from the devil.
That's the devil
will distract you,
yes.
Keep you from fulfilling the purpose that God has for you. Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody might have a toothache.
Yeah.
You lingering with it. Amen. You won't go away. You turn this way, tossing that way. Amen.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing to play with, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody got transportation. Their transportation ain't going right.
That's right.
They're struggling trying to get to this point, to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Somebody got a job.
All right.
That's a thorn in your flesh. The manager, supervisor, steady picking on you.
All
Amen.
Right.
That's a thorn in the flesh. Somebody got depression. A neighbor. We know our neighbors don't always act right. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody got alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
And see, Pastor Glover talked about that gall on Wednesday. And that's what Christ, he didn't take that. He wanted to take things natural. He's the only one that could do that, carry that cross. He's man and God.
Yeah.
So he's the only one that could carry that cross without no drugs, without anything to numb the pain.
Right.
Amen. But thank God for Jesus. That's our drug. Hallelujah. That's everything that we need. He covers everything. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
And so the thorn in the flesh, these are unanswered problems. These are unanswered prayers.
Yeah.
When we pray, we're constantly praying to God, Lord, take this thorn away.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Take this thorn away. Yeah. Paul said, Lord, I want you to take this thorn away. I don't want to get too far ahead, but he said, take the thorn away. Hallelujah. But you can't do it.
Right.
You can't do it on your own.
Right.
You can't take that thorn out on your own. Hallelujah. It has to be by God's power.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. His grace. Hallelujah.
It
gets you from point A to point B. Hallelujah. In the midst of your problem. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And let me tell y'all something. It costs something to follow God.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pay.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's something you're going to go through.
Yeah.
It's not a lollygagging type of path. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In this Christian path, you won't have to go through warfare.
Spiritual
warfare. That's why you wear the armor of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Your helmet of salvation.
Yes.
The breastplate of righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Right. You gird your loins with truth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
The preservation of the gospel for your feet. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
So we're going to go ahead and get started in this lesson. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And let me tell y'all something. This Christian walk, you're going to go through some pain.
Yeah.
You're going to go through some agony.
You're going to go through some hurt, hallelujah. And sometimes it's from your fellow brethren. Hallelujah. I hate to say it. Sometimes it's from your own fellow brothers. Hallelujah. Now, we're supposed to be there for each other. Hallelujah. But you know what? God's grace. God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go on. Okay, so number one, it says, it is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. And so what Paul is saying there, I'm not going to boast in myself. Okay. I'm going to boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because that's where my power comes from. Hallelujah. So let me ask y'all this. Are we boasting? What are we doing?
When we
sing in the choir, is it for God?
Yeah.
Are we saying that's not me, that's God?
Yeah.
Are we taking the credit?
Yeah.
When you preach?
Yeah.
Are you doing it for God, or are you doing it because you say you're doing it?
Yeah.
Out of your power?
Yeah.
See, let me tell y'all something. Real limited.
That's
we
right.
We can go so far.
That's right.
With God's power.
All right.
You can go all the way as far as you can go. Ain't no ending.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And so Paul, he didn't dwell on his accomplishments. Amen.
That's right.
He dwelt on the Lord.
Yeah.
Anything he did, he gave glory to God.
Yeah.
He didn't discredit God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
And so he didn't boast on himself. And let me tell y'all what he did. And I'm going to be shocked. He boasted in his weaknesses.
Yeah.
Now, see, we don't want nobody to know our weaknesses. Because sometimes your fellow brethren, when they know your weakness, they take advantage of it.
Yeah.
But when God knows your weakness, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
He's going to take the rest of that and get you where you need to go. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. And see, Paul, he had impressive credentials.
Yeah.
He could have boasted.
Yeah.
He could have.
That's right.
He had a lot he had did. He had opened 20 plus churches. Hallelujah. He was an apostle. He was getting visions and revelations. Hallelujah. And that was an unusual experience.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, everybody can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't get visions and revelations because they all come from God.
All right.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so Paul, he always acknowledged God in his ways. Hallelujah. He always acknowledged God and gave God the glory. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. It's not about you.
That's right.
It's not about you.
That's it.
It's about God.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
And you better be careful when you take God's glory. Hallelujah.
Right.
Because you're going to pay a consequence.
Right.
It's a consequence to all your choices. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And so Paul, he relied on God.
Yeah.
He relied totally on God.
That's right.
And see, God uses man. It's okay sometimes to go to man, you know, for encouragement and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to go to God.
That's right.
For that real, true encouragement, you got to go to God. Because where does the encouragement come from?
Right.
God. He uses man. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so I thank God how Paul, he relied on God. Hallelujah. And you got to depend on him. You got to lean on him. When things aren't right, when things aren't going right, when you have problems, when people ain't acting right, when your job ain't doing good, hallelujah, you've got to depend on God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And so we go on, it says, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so he was saying, these visions were from God, hallelujah, the one true God, hallelujah. And see, he was saying, the authority that I have, God gave it to me, hallelujah. So if you got a problem with it, take it up with God, hallelujah. And see, sometimes we want authority, but we don't want what it takes to get the authority, hallelujah. We want the authority, but I don't want to do what I'm supposed to do. I don't want the responsibility of that authority, hallelujah. That's why you stay where you at. God got you. Stay where you at.
Stay right
and mind your business. Because you don't know where somebody went to get to where they at. Hallelujah. So stay where you at. Wherever God have you, that's where he wants you to be. And if you slap him, ask God to help you, and he's going to get you to where you need to be. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so even Jesus, y'all, Paul reminded me of Jesus. He always gave God the glory.
Yeah.
He said, if you see me, you see the Father.
That's right.
And Jesus, he was man and God.
Yeah.
He could have said, that was all me. He was healing people, working miracles.
Right.
But he said he gave God the glory.
He did.
He always gave his glory.
Yes,
the
he
glory.
Did.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And even as y'all are talking about the thorn, sometimes you can get a thorn and that wound, it heal. And then that thorn get pressed right back in that same wound where it healed. And then it heal again. And it get pushed right back in that same wound. Amen. And sometimes when you have a thorn, y'all, you're not always going to be ready for it.
That's
sometimes
right.
That throw you off.
Throw you
but see the grace. When you have that foundation of Jesus, You can stand in the midst. Yeah. You can stand in the midst of that problem. Amen. Right. You have Jesus as that foundation. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go on to number two. Hallelujah. If y'all have any more comments, just lift your hands up. Y'all know how we do. And number two says, I knew a man named Christ. Now, we're going to stop there. He said, I knew a man. He didn't say, I knew Paul. Mm-hmm. He referred to himself in the third person to discredit himself and mm-hmm. give God the glory.
Right.
We're not trying to take the glory from God. Hallelujah. And many times, y'all, we like these two vowels, I and you.
Yeah.
If I'm talking about I, mm-hmm. I did this,
yeah.
I did that,
yeah.
I'm uplifting myself, yeah. I'm elevating myself, hallelujah. And if I'm talking about you, you ain't right,
yeah.
you a liar, you a backbiter, I'm pointing out your weaknesses, hallelujah. Yeah. But we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that. You should have my back. If you know I have a weakness, now you need to help me. If you know I don't like fruit snacks, and you bring me a basket of fruit snacks. Now, what that look like?
Awesome.
Now, you're supposed to be helping me out.
All right.
And you know that's a weakness, a temptation. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be there for each other.
Right.
For each other. Hallelujah.
Woo.
And see, Paul's thorn in the flesh, they said he had an eye problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know they say, the Baptists like to say, now, you got an eye problem, too.
Yeah.
You like to say I. That's your favorite word. Anything in a sentence is I, me, myself, and I. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And that's not the way it should be. We need to give God the glory. Hallelujah. And he gave Paul the glory. He gave God the glory for the visions and the revelations that he received. Hallelujah. Just like Joseph, when he
yeah.
dealt with the butler and the baker.
Yeah.
He gave God the glory. He said, this is not my gift. It comes from God. And it can only come from God. Hallelujah. And it says, I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. What he's saying there, I don't know whether I was in the body or out of the body. That don't matter. God knows.
Yeah.
God knows. He knows. Hallelujah. And it says, God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. And you know, in order to be caught up, God has to call you there.
Yeah.
You got to be in the spirit. You have to come on up a little higher. Hallelujah. You have to come on up. And just like John, hallelujah, he saw Jesus.
Yeah.
Imagine to see Jesus. Hallelujah. It said his eyes were just like big flaming fire. Hallelujah. His hair woolly. Hallelujah. Just as white as snow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And the words that came out of his mouth, his voice was great. It was like many waters.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And his feet like grass. Hallelujah. That's Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's the one that went down the hill and got the keys for
yes.
you. Hallelujah. He rose with all power. Hallelujah. He rose from the dead. That's the I am that I am. Hallelujah. I am that. Hallelujah. Whatever you need me to be, I am that. Hallelujah. I am your healer. I am. I am your deliverer. I am. I am your Lord and Savior. I am. Hallelujah. He is all that and all. Hallelujah. He's your Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. I know we go through weaknesses. I know we have problems. Hallelujah. But he says, I am.
I
am that. I am everything that you need. Hallelujah. He's that grace. Hallelujah. Because his grace is sufficient. It's all you need. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And it talks about the third heaven. Hallelujah. And see, we got a first heaven, that's earth.
Mm-hmm.
We got a second heaven, and that's the outer space.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all created by God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then we got the third heaven, that's where God dwells.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He sits on the throne of all power. That's the one that created you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Let's see. Let's go on. Do y'all have any comments, anything to say? And that's right. Amen. And anything that we do, yo, we should be deeper than the flesh. Hallelujah.
Right.
When you're going through things, you're going to have to go in the spirit in order to keep
right.
going. That flesh is limited. It can only go so far. That's why you got to go in the spirit. You got to change your mindset. Your mindset has to change. Hallelujah.
That's right.
You don't have to be positive. You
mm-hmm.
can't complain. Complaining will only keep you where you at. Now, you know what? God will let you have your pity party. He gonna let you stay there a minute, but don't stay there.
Right,
you got to move on.
Right.
You got to get up
yeah.
because his grace is sufficient.
Right.
He'll carry you the rest of the way, but you gotta let him. You gotta let him. Amen. Hallelujah. And so number three, I knew such a man, and he's steady talking in third person. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Whether anybody in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God know it. And he's just confirming the vision was real. He's still giving God the glory and the praise.
Yeah.
And let me tell y'all something. Paul had discipline. Paul had discipline.
Yeah.
Now, in order to be disciplined, you have to be taught. Yeah. Now, sometimes we're taught, but we're still rebellious. We still don't do what we're supposed to do.
Right.
You're just rebellious.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Disobedient. Yeah. And disobedience won't get you nowhere. Obedience is far better than sacrifice.
Right.
I'd rather be obedient than suffer. Amen. Hallelujah. So be obedient. Hallelujah. He was disciplined.
Yeah.
He was disciplined, y'all. And that's what we're missing today. We want to do our own thing.
Yeah.
I want to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do what somebody else tells me to do. You have to humble yourself.
That's right.
Paul was humble.
Yeah.
He submitted himself to God.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Awesome. Another way to get in touch with God is the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
That's a real genuine touch from God.
Yes.
But in order to be used by the Holy Spirit, you gotta submit.
Yes.
You gotta humble yourself.
Yeah.
And then you gotta invite Him. He's not gonna force His way in, hallelujah. Like you said, you have to be invited.
Yes.
You have to be invited. And He wants you to acknowledge Him. He wants you to give Him all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. And He just wants to be acknowledged.
Right.
And you know what? If we don't go through things, we're not going to acknowledge Him.
Yeah.
You forget about God. Who is God? If everything's going good and well and hunky-dory and everything, who is God? Who are you going to depend on? You're going to depend on yourself. Amen. And that's why we have trials and tribulations, to have you depend on God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so number four, how that he was caught up into paradise, and paradise is heaven. Amen. And he heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. And so the glory of God, y'all, is beyond our comprehension.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's way beyond our comprehension. See, like I said earlier, we're limited.
Yeah.
We can only go so far. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And see, we got that elementary to that college knowledge. Amen. But God, when He gives you something past that,
right.
He knows all. He's above all. Hallelujah. There's still things that today scientists are still discovering. We don't know everything, y'all. It's
right.
Still things that we're still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
He's created things that are deep down in the sea. We don't even know about.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And so He knows all. He created all. Hallelujah. He's beyond our comprehension.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is holy.
Oh.
Hallelujah. He's so holy, y'all.
Yeah.
And just like Moses, when he asked to see God's face, He's too holy, but He said, I'll let you see my hinder parts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God is so holy, y'all. And y'all, if we were to see God, you die.
Die.
Hallelujah. You would die.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. But see, when He invites you,
yes.
Hallelujah, in the Spirit,
yeah.
When you are invited, hallelujah, then only in the Spirit can you see God. Hallelujah. In the third heaven,
yes.
Up there where He dwells.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so Paul heard things that were not supposed to be repeated. Everything that you hear, don't go back and repeat it.
That's
sometimes
right.
Things are supposed to be between you and God. That's you and God's relationship.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Everything is not to be told, because some things will be twisted,
yeah.
Turned. Hallelujah. But things, some things are meant to be just between you and God. And that makes it so much sweeter.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just to be just between you and God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
And so number five, of such one will I glory. Hallelujah. And so he's saying, yes, I do have visions and revelations, but I give God all the praise and all the glory for it. Hallelujah. And see, he wasn't trying to impress the Corinthians. He wasn't trying to brag. He wasn't trying to brag about his accomplishments and the things that he has done. Hallelujah. But he said, boasting in yourself is meaningless.
Yeah.
It means nothing. It's empty.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Boasting or bragging. Hallelujah. That's empty. Hallelujah. Amen. And yet of myself will I not glory. I'm not going to give myself the glory. Hallelujah. So don't boast in yourself. When you give somebody a cheeseburger or something, don't boast in yourself. God gave me the money to buy it for you. Hallelujah. Anything that you do, you give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Right.
And He didn't draw attention to Himself. We love attention.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you can do, a lot of us, we want attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's not about you. The,
right.
The glory is to be given to God, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I can stress it.
Yeah.
I'm saying it, but sometimes it goes in one ear and out the other. I'm repeating myself, but sometimes it's going right in this ear and out the other. You need to hear me. All glory belongs to God. You don't mess with God's glory.
Yeah.
God is a jealous God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And His glory will not be taken by man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because He's the one that created man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So don't take God's glory. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. And so it says,
hallelujah.
But glorify myself, but in my infirmities. And what he's saying, I focus on my weaknesses, the things that I go through, I focus on that. And God Paul went through a lot.
Yeah.
He went through shipwreck. He was stoned. Amen. He went through a lot. But that was experience. And without that experience, how could his relationship grow? God. How could it grow? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. For though I would desire to glory, hallelujah, I shall not be a fool. And Paul's saying there, yeah, I could boast if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I got the accomplishments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the credentials, but I'm not. And anything, if I did boast, it would be the truth, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. He restrained himself. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He beat his flesh daily.
Daily.
Hallelujah. It's a daily war. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's things that we want to do.
Daily.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't do it no more, y'all. When you get in this walk, it's certain things you can't do no more.
Yeah.
You can't. It needs to be a change. Hallelujah. And in your mindset, hallelujah,
right.
In order for the body to do anything, the mind has to tell it.
Right.
So if there's no change in the mind, the mind ain't gonna change either.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen.
No.
For I would say the truth. But now I forbear. I restrain myself. Lest any man should think of me above than what I am. So he said, I'm not above what I am. I don't want you to think that I am above what I say I am. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, all Paul wanted to do was preach the gospel of Jesus. Hallelujah. He wanted to preach about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. So what are you doing? When you go out those doors, what are you doing? Are you giving out the word, or are you worried about yourself?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Pleasing yourself. Hallelujah. What are you doing to give out God's word?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So Paul emphasized his weakness and God's strength. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So he said, the Corinthians, they were boasting in themselves, but he wanted to show how weak he was so God could get the glory.
Yeah.
So God's power would be demonstrated in and through him. Hallelujah.
Right.
And so now we come to the thorn in the flesh. Hallelujah. Okay. Number 7. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. Hallelujah. So what he's saying there? To keep me from being prideful.
Yeah.
Right.
To keep me from thinking more of myself than I am. Hallelujah.
Right.
Because God revelates to me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
To keep me from thinking I'm high and mighty.
Right.
Hallelujah. I had to pay a cost. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that cost was the thorn in the flesh. Hallelujah. We don't know what the thorn in the flesh was. It might have been an eye problem. It might have been the Corinthians. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But he gave me a thorn in my flesh. Hallelujah.
Right.
And to keep me humble, I had to go through something.
Yeah.
I had to go through something, y'all. And things that we go through, you can't go through them by yourself. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You got to go through them with the grace of God, through the power and the anointing of Christ Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And Paul, he had to keep his ego in check. Hallelujah. You know how they say check yourself before you break yourself?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He had to put himself in check.
Wow.
Because guess what? If he stayed prideful or if he became prideful, y'all, that could ruin his ministry.
Yeah.
And what is ministry? People. That's people. You're going to have to deal with some dirty people.
Uh-oh.
You're going to have to deal with some low-down people.
Uh-oh.
You're going to have to deal with some people that might be clean.
Uh-oh.
You're going to have to deal with some people that might not bathe.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. It don't matter, though. But in order to keep me humble, God gave me a thorn in my flesh. I know how to deal with everybody. Hallelujah. I know how to stay humble. Hallelujah. No matter where God elevates me, I can stay down here. I can come to any level that I need to come down. I can come down to your level. I can come down a little lower. Hallelujah. And in the spirit, God might want me to come down a little lower. Hallelujah. But guess what? Through God's power, hallelujah. His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. We go through things, y'all. Things, problems, hallelujah. Things, hurt, agony, pain, hallelujah.
Yeah.
But God's grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
He'll carry you through the things that you thought you could make it through, hallelujah.
Yeah.
God's grace is sufficient. That's all you need, hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Drugs can't do it. Alcohol can't do it.
Right.
People can't do it,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Jobs can't do it.
Yeah.
Money can't do it,
yeah.
Hallelujah. But God's grace is sufficient, hallelujah. That's all I need, hallelujah.
Yeah.
If he don't do anything else, hallelujah, he's already done enough, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Y'all get mine, get my strength today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His grace is sufficient.
Hallelujah.
The I am that I am, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The one that shed his blood for you, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The the King of Kings, the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The beginning and the end. Yeah. Hallelujah. While you're in your situation, He's in the beginning of it. He's even in the middle of it. He's going to be at the end of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so there was given to him a thorn in the flesh.
My.
The messenger of Satan. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
To buffet me. Yeah. To afflict me. To put me in pain.
Yeah.
To trip me up.
All right.
Hallelujah. But God's grace. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. God's grace. Hallelujah. And guess what? This was sent by God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. All right.
Guess what? The devil can't do nothing without God's permission. Hallelujah. The devil can only go so far. Hallelujah. Because God rules the devil. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The devil may have reigned down here on earth. Hallelujah. Right now. But God has all power. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so God sent Satan to buffet him, hallelujah,
yeah,
to mess with him and to trip him up and to afflict him, hallelujah,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
like Job, just like Job,
yeah.
God said, have you tried my servant Job, hallelujah, yeah, and the devil said, well, because you got your hand on him, I can't get to him,
yeah,
hallelujah,
yeah.
Now,
yeah,
the devil said, well, take your hand off of him and I'll make him curse you,
right,
hallelujah,
yeah,
amen. Did he curse,
yeah,
him? Did he curse him? Hallelujah. God's grace is sufficient. Job went through a lot. Hallelujah. We go through a lot. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And this was to make sure, y'all, he always kept his eyes on God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
To keep him humble. Hallelujah. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we go through things, y'all, and we don't understand why. We don't know why. Hallelujah.
Right.
We don't have an understanding. But God knows. He's in control. He's in control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And so, y'all, guess what? We get weak. And we don't have strength sometimes. You feel like you can't go another further.
Yeah.
But guess what? Christ died for us.
All right.
And he is our strength.
Yes, he wow. is.
So guess what that means? Don't act like you ain't got no hope. Hallelujah. Because of Christ, I know I'm going through stuff. I know it's painful, but I got hope on the other side of that mountain. See, God can move mountains.
Yeah.
He can walk over the mountain. He can carry me over the mountain.
That's
but
right.
There's hope on the other side. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
To God
be the glory.
Yeah.
For this thing I besought that the Lord Christ. And God, he asked him three times, y'all, can you remove this thorn? Can you just take that out? Can you please just take that out?
Yeah.
And how many times we go to God about stuff, y'all? It's times we go to God about stuff over and over,
yeah,
and over,
yeah,
and over
and over
and over. But you don't stop. Don't stop asking. Don't stop asking. Keep praying. Keep praying. And you know what you can do? Rejoice. Rejoice in the middle of it.
Right.
Rejoice in the middle of it.
Right.
I said rejoice in the middle of it.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Give him all the praise and all the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me tell y'all something. I recently went through a thorn in the flesh. Amen. And it was about one of my best friends. One of my best friends. We had recently come into a situation and we cut all communication, all ties. And I said, well, Lord, I need you to send me another best friend. I said, who am I going to talk to when things don't go right? Who am I going to talk to? You know, just have somebody to talk to and have conversation and go out and have fun and then it is. And he said, Crystal, where was she when you was born? Where was she when you took your first steps? Where was she when you graduated? Where was she? I've been here.
Yeah.
I've been your best friend.
Yeah.
I've been here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am your best friend.
Yeah.
I am all that you need. Hallelujah.
Right.
And then I said, well, boy, I need a ride or die too. Because see, I called you my ride or die, my best friend. And I said, well, Lord, I need a ride or die. And he said, well, you already know I done died for you. I died on the cross for you. I shed my blood for you. And I gave And I said, well, Lord, I said, well, what's the ride part? When you get down and you weak and you can't go another further, I'm your Uber list.
That's right.
I'm your taxi. Hallelujah. I'll carry you to the destination that you're trying to go. Hallelujah. I'll carry you. I will carry you. Hallelujah. You won't have to take another step further. Hallelujah. I will be there. Hallelujah. So I am your best friend. I am your ride or die. Hallelujah. I am there. I've been there. Hallelujah. Amen. And I said, well, Lord, I said, well, you've been there the whole time. Hallelujah. I thought I had a thorn in my flesh. But you're there and your grace is sufficient. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But thank you for being my best friend. Thank you for being there when she cannot be there. Hallelujah. Thank you for being my ride or die when she cannot. Because you know what he said? Don't be upset with her because she's limited. I am not limited. I am unlimited.
Hallelujah.
I can be at one place and another place at the same time. Hallelujah. When you need her, I was there when she couldn't be there. Hallelujah.
Right.
So guess what? Hallelujah. I am your God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am the I am. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I am the one with all power. Hallelujah. All
right,
I am the one that will carry you through this problem. Hallelujah. This ain't nothing, Crystal. This ain't nothing. I got you. Hallelujah. I got your back. Hallelujah. And I've been there from day one. Hallelujah. But all you got to do is acknowledge me.
Huh.
Oh, now that you know I'm your best friend and your ride or die, tell me what you need. Well, best friend or ride or die, I need your strength right now. Hallelujah.
Hey.
I need your strength. Hallelujah. I'm weak right now. Hallelujah. But I need your strength.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he told me, your my grace.
Yeah.
My grace is sufficient enough.
Yeah.
I'll carry you, Crystal. Hallelujah. I've got you. Hallelujah. When nobody else will be there, I've got you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient. And we know that grace is undeserved favor. Hallelujah. That's that favor. You know you ain't right. You know you ain't did everything you're supposed to do. But to God be the glory. He still gives that grace.
Yeah.
And you know how he got that grace? Christ died for you.
Yeah.
He died on the cross for you and he resurrected with all power. Hallelujah. That's how you got that grace. So if you think you can do something without me, give me this back. Give it back and then you see what you can do after that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you can do anything without me, just go ahead. Start there. Don't start with nothing else. Start with this. And give it back. Go ahead and give it back and then you see what you can do after that. We are dead without breath. Hallelujah. And God gave Adam that breath. Hallelujah. He became a living soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Yeah.
And when you're weak, I am strong.
Yeah.
When you're weak, I am the one that picks up the rest of the slack.
That's
where
right.
You can't make it another further.
Right.
I got you, and I'm going to carry you the rest of the way. Hallelujah. God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says his strength is made perfect.
Mm.
And you know what? Our strength, it don't mean by nothing. It don't mean by nothing, but his strength is perfect. Ain't no flaw. Hallelujah. It don't slack or lack in nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That means I'll rather glory in my weaknesses. Hallelujah. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Hallelujah. That means, you know what? When I glorify in my weaknesses, he gets the glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
His power is demonstrated.
That's right.
He is the one that is glorified. Hallelujah. Because
yeah.
You can't do nothing without God. You
yeah.
Can't do nothing without the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, I take pleasure. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's something that feels good. That's something
yeah.
That you rejoice in.
Yeah.
I take pleasure in it. I know I go through stuff, but I take pleasure in it.
All
thank
right.
You, Jesus,
yeah.
For it. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, and that's weaknesses, sickness,
yeah.
Anything that don't feel good, amen,
right.
And reproaches, hallelujah,
yeah.
Amen, hallelujah, and reproaches, things that, to express disapproval or disappointment, hallelujah,
yeah.
Hallelujah, things that you don't like, and things that don't feel good,
okay.
And necessities, in persecution.
Okay.
You're going to be persecuted.
Yeah.
It's things that Jesus got persecuted for. And so if Jesus got persecuted, you're going to get persecuted too. Hallelujah. And if you're not getting persecuted, whose side you on?
Yeah.
If you're not getting persecuted, you ain't doing something right.
Right.
Because if you're not getting persecuted, you out there with the world.
Yeah.
You out there fitting in. Hallelujah. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And the distresses for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And you know what? I take pleasure in all of this because it's for Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Anything for Christ is an honor.
That's
anything
right.
that you do for Christ is an honor.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's a privilege.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's a privilege, y'all.
Yeah.
It can be taken away.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
And many people are called, but few are chosen. And everybody don't accept the call. Hallelujah. When you don't accept the call, there's a consequence.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But this is for Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For when I am weak, hallelujah, then I am strong. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not through my power, hallelujah, but through God's power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. For when I am weak, when I can't go another further, he takes that over and makes me strong. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Through his power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. And to God be the glory.